India is facing a devastating COVID surge with hospitals overwhelmed and oxygen running out. Right now, the country is seeing the world's worst spike of cases. And for the third straight day, it set a new global record for new cases. Families there say they are driving loved ones around trying to find hospitals that can take them in. And patients are dying waiting to get inside. Dr. Monica Gandhi joins us now to talk more about this crisis. Dr. Gandhi is an infectious disease doctor, HIV doctor, and professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
The past few days, India has reported over 300,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day. Just six weeks ago, India's health minister declared the country was in the end game of the COVID-19 pandemic. Why is this happening at such an exponential rate? And is there something epidemiologists are quietly worried could ever happen here?
You know, I think there are two reasons that this happened. One is that there was this complacency. What had happened is the first wave in India had affected more of the urban poor. And there were seroprevalence studies. So how many, you know, what did people have antibodies that suggested that a lot of the urban poor had been infected? And so essentially everyone else in the country completely let down their guard. So mask wearing stopped. And there was actually a huge Hindu festival called Kumbh Mela, where a lot of people gathered together, very close contact for days and days just recently. And so that sort of exposure to each other can lead to rapid spread of infection. And likely out of a country of 1.4 billion, there weren't that many people who had been exposed to the virus as they thought by seroprevalence studies that were done in select populations. So the virus has a susceptible population, lots of mingling. There is a variant called B617 in India that could be more transmissible. Often the variants are. And so that also could be contributing to this major surge.
Dr. Gandhi, we talk a lot about the waves. And are we through the first wave, the second wave, the third wave? Can something like this, could something like this happen here in the United States?
Very unlikely. And that's actually because of the rapid vaccine rollout in the United States that United States and other more wealthy countries have had the privilege to have had. So essentially at this point, we're looking at 50% first dose in this country, approaching that in places it's higher. Some municipalities, you know, 62% first dose. And because of that, we're seeing cases over the United States over the last 14-day average. Their cases are down across the entire United States, even including the Midwest. These vaccines are very effective, meaning there's no reason to believe that the only way to get out of a pandemic is to create immunity in the population. The worst way to create immunity is to let the virus cause illness. The best way to create immunity is to have a fast vaccine rollout with incredibly effective vaccines. That's what Israel, the UK, US is managing to achieve. And no, I don't think that'll happen here, nor will it happen in India in the future. If they could have a better vaccine rollout, less than 10% of their population has received a first dose of vaccine.
All right, Dr. Gandhi, as we begin to wrap up, I want to talk about vaccine equity. How do we get to that point? Because one thing that we're throwing around here, and I haven't thought about this, is global herd immunity. When we hear things like 300 cases a day, obviously we're a long way from that. So how do we improve vaccine equity?
Exactly right. What you just said, global vaccine equity is imperative because we are not, no one's safe, right, until the entire world achieves this goal. So the several ways to do it is something called the COVID-19 technology access pool that the WHO is calling for, asking for relief of patents so that so these vaccines can be made in country. The second is to ship some supplies over to India. The Biden administration, by putting into place our National Biodefense Act, also restricted exports of some very crucial raw materials India needs to make their vaccines. That's a second thing to go. And third is any excess vaccine supply that the US, AstraZeneca, they have some supply, or anywhere else has, please give it to other places because we're all in this together.
All right, Dr. Monica Gandhi, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time and sharing your expertise.
Thank you.